All right, Kitsunshu Panoro, Sinekuflam Yeah. Finishing Erev Yom Kippur and into Yom Kippur. Noegan Lilbosh as a palace. The meaning is to wear a palace. You should be careful to put on the palace when it's still day. And if it gets pushed, if you don't put your talus on until Ben Hashmashas, so you don't make a bracha on it. Rav Moshe Feinstein says you get at least 9 minutes after Shkia to make the bracha. So if you're running late, you're running late for Kol Nidre, then you can use the nine within 9 minutes after Shkia, and some say even longer, you're allowed to make the bracha on Talit. Yeah. That's what you have on already. All right, Simen Kuplam Beis, say the Lel Yom Kippur. We're doing this whole simen? The whole simen? Yeah, the whole simen, yeah. Ubay Hey Seifens. So, okay, so now we're up to Yom Kippur night. The Medina's Elu, and these Medina's.
Basically, you're going to control the tile and you're already in shul for Kol Nidre, so you put it before the Kol Nidre.
Right, exactly. The Medina's Elu, and Kaidim Kol Nidre, Baitzi Agadol, this is what the minig is by Kol Nidre. Baitzi Agadol Shabbatol, Sefer Torah. The Gadol of the Kahal brings the Sefer Torah, Masabe Bima, Sabe Bima, and he goes around the Bima. Panashim Atapkim and Menashkim as the Sefer Torah, they hug and they kiss. It's an interesting luscious. Not just kiss, they hug it. Can you imagine how long it'll take to take the Sefer Torah? Right? If everybody hugged and kissed the Sefer Torah?
I guess I'd say.
Whatever. When you kiss the Torah, you ask Mechila from the Torah for not treating it correctly. And to go in the derech of the Torah. And to go in the derech of the Torah. And you stand next to the Shliach Tzibur on the right side. And somebody else from the Tehillah stands on the left. Gam came to Sefer Torah. By me, it's a felly liner usually. And they're all.
Surprise.
There you go.
You can't even
Surprise.
get away from him on Yom Kippur.
Yep. Ba'imrim Shlashton and all three say the Yeshiva Shamala. Okay, there's various minhagim with this, but this is the kitzur minig. Vashliach Tzibur Aimer Kol Nidre, Yom HaPa'amim B'Nigan HaYadua, with the well-known niggin. V'yesha Paladim Leimer Yom HaShliach Tzibur B'Lachash, everybody should say it along quietly. V'yesha Ha'asim Kol Nidre B'Oid Yoyim, and you should start Kol Nidre B'Oid Yoyim, U'laham Shepoy Ad HaLayla, and stay with it till the night. V'lachash Yom HaShliach Tzibur Baruch Hu, Baruch Baruch, Masir Nesasifrei Torah Lahepo. Right? The Sefer Torah stay out till after Baruch. Plays on the Mekorim, and then you put it back. Yes. We don't do anything. We the command don't do anything. But Shabbos, the Shabbos, lastly, the Mekorim, as
Why
far
don't
as
we
these
do
are
anything?
Shilei
What does that
HaShavos.
mean?
No, I'm saying in Shayoshim, they don't do a lot of this.
Why? What don't we do? We take out the Torahs.
Yeah, but it's not the Rosh Hashiva standing there. Right? And it says all three, the Chazan together with
But
the
it's Kuvnat Toli's
Gadol
there.
says
There's
Yeshiva
no.
Shamala,
It's Kuvnat.
right
It's
there.
Kuvnat Toli's
Yeah,
there. There's no room.
that could be. That could be. Right. So based the Shliach Tzibur, I'm a Birchas Shechiyanu. When the Shliach Tzibur says Shechiyanu, you have a loyalty as a Tzibur. You should have in mind that he's being loyalty to Tzibur. And Kamaka, people listening should have in mind that they're not being yaitzu with the Shliach Tzibur. They should make the bracha themselves quietly. And they should go quickly and finish up the Shechiyanu before the Shliach Tzibur finishes. And the Shliach Tzibur should take longer. That's what he's saying. First, he's saying have it in mind. Then he says better not to. Yeah.
I mean, he should not, should I guess.
He should have in mind anyways. Correct. Kedeshiyana Amen, you'd answer Amen. Meaning, you need to have more than Taikadei Diva of your own bracha in order to answer Amen on the same bracha from somebody else. And you got to have at least a 3 second pause. That's why the Chazan slowed up. Yeah.
I said, finish the second before I said Amen.
Well, you should try. No, you shouldn't. Somebody doesn't say that? No, he doesn't say it. Okay. Fanashim Sheberku, God luck us, Neir Shechianu. A woman who makes Shekhiyanu by lighting candles, and a man when he lights and he says Shekhiyanu, then it's a very important thing to tell the women. The women have to realize that when the whole tzibah, they go to Kol Nidre, the whole tzibah is saying Shekhiyanu, they already said Shekhiyanu by candle lighting. So they should not make the Shechiyonu. And give a lel yom kippur miyom imrim baruch shem kvod ma'aseh le'alved, but kol rom, you say it loud. Dalid. There are kanoim that say that baruch shem kvod ma'aseh le'alved cannot be said sitting down. Normally it's also said quietly, but it's also never said, if you're saying it out loud, you should be standing. The Velt doesn't do it. The Velt doesn't do it. I don't know. But Paul say that Tfilas Arvus of Halayom. There are those that stand on their feet the entire dominance, by night and by day.
Like I said, quiet sitting down, but loud standing.
That's what they say. But we don't do that. We don't do that. If Nefeshu, you finally listen to plays at Dover, and if they get weak, you can lean on something. The reason why you should stand the whole davening is because it should be similar to Malachim. Malachim don't sit down. That's why women don't have to stand, because they're not Malachim anyways. Right? They're Malachim, but they're not.
Yeah, don't tell them they're not Malachim.
Correct. Your wife's not on, right?
They're Malachos.
Okay. Yeah. But Lachain, Anoshim lo yamdu, they shouldn't stand. They don't have to. If somebody stands, having in his mind that he's going to do this for the rest of his life, and after that he wants to go back, you need to be matir neder. Like, that's the way with all of this. They don't have to. Because they can't be malachim. There's no female malachim. Males can be malachim, females cannot.
You can't be malachim.
Males can, females cannot.
That are females?
As far as I know.
You know that they're males?
Yeah. Fine. Yesh noigin. Lolim bebeis haknesses. Lolim ashirus is ishfachas kalalaila. There are those that sleep in the base of knesses, and they say, shirus is ishfachas a whole night. When they need to go to sleep, yachri kasatsim in aaron kodesh. Stay a little further away from aaron kodesh. It's not covered. But Chazanim should not stay up because they lose their voice. I know that by me, if my voice is all dependent on how well I've slept. Before you go to sleep, you say the first four prakim of Tilim, that will save you from seeing any sort of nocturnal emissions.
So shouldn't we say that every night?
Some people say it every night. You can, but no, because every night it's mutter to have tashmish.
Oh, okay.
Ki yesh b'em shinvav tevas, v'dalim mizmarim. It's 306 words, letters, with four mizmarim. Oyla shin yud kaminyan keri. I can't say I understand that. Right? V'roshe stifim. I don't know. V'roshe
stifim mizmarim. What is it in African? What is it in African?
Very good. Which is the Satan. And you have Kavana to get him off of you. It's best not to cover yourself with pillows and blankets that heat you up. That you should not cover your feet. If you leave your feet sticking out of the blankets, that limits the chances of a nocturnal emission. Mishnah Berurah brings that also. Right? That's the same reason what we learned in the last siman, that you shouldn't eat foods that heat you up, because eating foods that heat you up, that's what causes these problems. Okay, everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos.
So the next time is Matzah Shabbos. Are you doing Matzah Shabbos, right?
Matzah Shabbos, yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm just confused with all the days. No idea what day it is.
Go ahead. All right, have a good night.